Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I literally record right here in my vehicle while I'm driving back from work as a high school instructional coach just outside of Washington, D.C. A lot of time in the car is a good time to do some brainstorming, and because traffic is pretty heavy, it's a light time to, you know, just do some brain dumping and catch up with educators. And I talk every week about 11 minutes about things in education that I think can be helpful for you in your classroom, things that I find helpful for me, and really everything in the classroom that you can put in play or like that we're seeing in trends and things like that, or just times of the year. And today it's actually all about that back to school time, believe it or not, because before we know it, we're there. I'll get to that in a second, but first things first, some housekeeping items. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to hit that subscribe button. It helps people find us on the internet. So if you're using that iPhone, what do they call it? Podcasts? iCasts? I don't know. The podcasting app on Apple, feel free to do that. Certainly, or if you're on SoundCloud or Spotify, wherever you're finding it, thank you again. Those reviews really do help us just get the message out to other people. Likewise, you can feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm really accessible and I try to get back to everybody. I'm at MeehanEDU, and I'll gladly message you back. We can talk about your thoughts on top of this week's topic. And if you are on the internet and you're into finding more resources, I have a website. It's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline, which is actually the name of my book, Adrenaline Rush. It's about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms, and getting kids excited about all of those things. So, yeah, let's do it. But first, let's talk about getting excited getting back to school, because we're there, man. Like, I'm recording this, and it's late July, and by the time it goes live, I think we're going to be just about the first days of August. If you're listening to this, like, we're close, man. We're, like, real close. And what do you do to kick your school year off with a bang? And I don't have an answer. I have a bunch of ideas. But you have to get back in there, and they say that there's no second chance to make a first impression. So what are you going to do in your classroom to create an experience that your kids are going to go home that day and talk about? You know, in the book Teach Like a Pirate, Dave Burgess says, teachers should have classes that they could sell tickets to. Put another way, if you were teaching your class and your students were not required to be in your classroom, would you be teaching to an empty space? Like, what is getting them fired up to show up and be there for you? And that's a really good question, right? Like, what is the thing that you're doing in your classroom that makes students fired up? Because let's pretend you teach the high school or middle school for a second. They have seven classes, maybe eight classes, maybe more in your school. They see five, six, seven, eight teachers a day. And I don't know how long your first days of school are. It might be 15 minutes, might be a half hour, might be even 40 minutes to an hour or more. But like, imagine you're a one-person show. It's a really myopic way and a really awful way to think about teaching for a second, but just please stay with me. You are the first of six or seven shows they will see that day. Like, they went to Broadway, or they're changing the channel, and they're like paying attention as long as they can, and then they're flipping and going to the next one, and going to the next, and going to the next, and going to the next. Without being unkind to any teacher, and no matter how much work we've put in, like, sometimes we forget that we're just one in a parade of grown-ups that these kids are going to see on a day-to-day basis. And so what are we going to do that stands out, not in a novel way, like, oh, isn't that cutesy, but like, in an authentic way that makes these students say, well, that was cool. I want to be there tomorrow. And there's a bunch of different strategies you can certainly go about that. We've seen on the internet, I'm sure you've seen the epic fail of the teacher who tried to do her entire syllabus as a series of pop songs. And I would, with friends, which is really, really mean, we would send it to each other and be like, how much of this video can you watch before you tap out? Like, it's just too awkward. You just can't watch it anymore. Like that episode of The Office where Michael Scott says he's going to buy college tuition for a bunch of students. And then he has to reveal to Scott's tots that he's unable to pay the thing that he promised them 15 years ago. Like, that's brutal. And that feels like watching this video as this teacher's trying to sing, like, to the tune of Rihanna or some other things about, like, her class rules, about all the things your kids are going to learn. And, like, we don't want that in our classes. I think the teacher is so well-intentioned there, but it just really tough to watch it die. And God bless these kids watching the whole thing. I think that's the problem, is that the kids are watching this whole thing. They're not interacting with this whole thing. And so what can we do in our classroom to get our students up and interacting and moving and shifting in those first days? I think the default as a teacher is to do the two truths and a lie thing, right? Like, hey, everybody, come on in. We're going to sit down and say our names. Okay, let's go around in a circle and tell two truths and a lie. And now that we've done that, let's talk about math. Like, that's what we get. Most classes' first day is a parade of some pretty tame and pretty mundane stuff. Other than, hey, I'm Mr. Meehan, it's nice to meet you. Like, what else are they expected to get out of that? And I wonder if there's a way that I could add a little bit more levity to it. I think about my own favorite teachers. And what I would love is if they would go down the roll, every single person, and try to make like a human point of connection with every person who they called the name of. Also, pronouncing the student's name every day until you get it right. So critically important. Like, you need to let students know that they're seen and that they're heard, and that even if their name is like unfamiliar to your tongue, that you're going to work every day to try to get it right. And you're going to apologize, and you're going to ask them to pronounce it, and if you need to, turn on a voice memo on your phone and record them saying it so you could play it back to yourself and get it right, get it right, get it right. But I would love that. Like, I think about some of my best professors, even in college, would just like take a moment to make the classroom feel like home. Be like, hey, I'm going to run down the roll here. Let me know if you're not here for any reason. Or if I mispronounce your name, and like, okay. And then one by one, Smith, Billy, do you go by Bill? Oh, okay, nice to meet you, Bill. Where are you from, Bill? Oh, I'm from, cool. I was there one time. Like, just small moments of interaction. Oh, so-and-so, you like the New England Patriots. You like the, you know, New York Giants. Whatever it is, just a moment to kind of connect. So it's a more authentic, maybe extemporaneous one than that scripted two truths and a lie approach. Likewise, if you want everybody to do an activity, here's one. Get them interacting with each other, not with you. Put them into the classroom and say, we're going to try to sit alphabetically, but we're not going to talk. So I'm going to sit 3 minutes on the clock, and I want to see if everybody can find a way to their seats in alphabetical order by last name. We're going to start here, and we're going to go all the way around the circle. On your mark, get set, go. And just watch what happens. Just like see students interacting and meeting each other and introducing each other, because they know each other before your class often, but not always, right? What a cool way to sort of set a timer and see how you could, you know, just get them up and thinking and engaged. And then you can do that. Hey, so first period was able to do it in 3 minutes and 17 seconds. Second period, you think you can beat that time before they even get started? They're like, okay. Now they're already looking around. They're making game plans, strategies. And you have like a friendly us versus them that can kind of perpetuate through the whole year, which is a nice way to, again, use a very small thing. Because then students found their way into the place, and then you say, okay, let's go by names. And then you repeat that same process again and again. Another one that I love is giving students a blank matrix. Let's say you have students in, like, groups of, let's say, four. You create a matrix with four rows and four columns. And they have to find points of common intersection with each of the other people in their group. But there have to be unique points of intersection. So, like, if Billy has a dog and Johnny has a dog, then they write in that box where Billy and Johnny overlap, has a dog. But if Billy and Johnny and Tina and Susie all have dogs, then they can't write the word has a dog in their matrix. So their goal is to fill out the matrix just by those intersectional things. Likewise, students have the ability to put themselves on their sheet where they intersect with themselves. So maybe Billy is the only child whose parents, you know, finished college. Like, in my own family, I only had one parent who went to college. That might be a unique fact about me that no one else shares. So in that charting, they can kind of see how they fit and how they, you know, kind of stand out. And likewise, because each member of the group is on both the left and the top axis of the grid, they'll have to find 2 points of commonality with everyone who's not themselves. So yeah, you might have a dog, but also you're the only ones here who have brown eyes. Or you're the ones here who like pizza with pepperoni on top, whatever it is. And just task them to sort of fill out the tightest grid as they could with those 16 boxes before it's over. It's a nice, easy way to interact. On my website, I have a gamified first day syllabus activity, which is designed to divide students into teams and have them, like, quote, pack their supplies for the day. And it could be a space race, a time travel. It could be themed around your course, your content, whatever it is. But, like, on the first day, hey, guys, I don't want to talk at you. I want you to start packing up because we've got a long trip to go on. So on your mark, get set. Here are 10 different activity centers. Each one has a specific activity that's attached to it. When you solve the first station, pick in any order you want to, then call me over. If it's good to go and you have that information entered, you can move to the next one. So maybe they sign up for text alerts or fill out a getting to know you survey. And yeah, let them work together. Let them talk to each other. Let them to take selfies or post to your class bulletin board or sign up for your LMS, whatever it is. Because in the end, they will have been working for 15, 20, 30 minutes, whatever the amount of time in the class is. And so unlike the teacher who has to be the performer for the day, you can meet with them individually and, like, facilitate while they're doing the performance. And the work is speaking for itself. Once they solve X, they can move to Y. From Y, they move to Z. Or they can go in a totally backwards order because you don't really care. By the end, it's all procedural stuff. And in the end of 30 minutes, every class is done, so everybody wins. Like, every student's done. And if you absolutely have those two or three stragglers at the very, very end, you can assign it as, okay, don't forget, before tomorrow's class, sign up for text alerts, blah, blah, blah. So much better than just reading the syllabus at people, which, you know, that's a lot for a student army who's been in 5 or 6 or 7 other classes in a row and have been given the same marching orders from 8 different generals, right? Is there a way we can get them up and in the field and just being active and interactive earlier? Because I think if we can, that's the class they're going to remember when they go home. Like, they saw 8 TV shows that day. What's the one that's going to stand out? And as a kid, they're used to most TV shows feel the same way. Most schools start the same way. Like, no matter how charming, charismatic, and fun you try to be, like, the pattern is deadening because they've come to expect the pattern. So what can we do to upend it from those early days? And when you get the kids raising their eyebrows, then they're in and they're willing to come back the following day and see what you have up your sleeve. So yeah, some thoughts. I would love to hear yours. Feel free to tweet at me. I'm at @MeehanEDU. Thanks for tuning in this week, and feel free to let me know what you think so we can get back at it next week with more. I appreciate it.